Good morning, Twitter. It's something past seven and I'm out walking the dog. So it's a surprise. And, I'm off into school this morning. We've got no classes now for the next week or so because we have to finish these projects. I'm working on my own kind of portfolio. But I'm doing it in a group. So everyone... Sandra and Nicholas, actually, we're all kind of working on our own portfolios, but we're kind of a study group, so we're helping each other out, and we have to write a report together about what we're doing and stuff. So, and we got about 9 days to do that. So it's quite a lot to do in 9 days. Pixel, come on now. Hey. So the dog is he's really pulling on the lead for some reason this morning, and he doesn't normally do that. He's just a bit overexcited. But, I had a weird night last night. Because, have you ever had one of those nights where you sleep, but when you wake up in the morning, you're still tired, not because you're in a bed late, although I did go to bed about midnight after doing some reading. But because you feel like your mind didn't switch off while you were sleeping. And that's how I feel this morning. I got so much on my mind at the moment that... I feel like my brain didn't switch off. I felt like I was still thinking things through while I was sleeping. Quite often we do that subconsciously, and we dream and we feel very rested. But sometimes, which is what I think has happened to me today, you feel like your brain hasn't actually switched off, and you've actually been doing a lot of conscious thinking, even though I have actually been asleep. So I've woken up feeling oddly tired. Because I can feel my brain was, the cogs are still going while I was sleeping. And part of the reason for that is not just because of the portfolio projects that we're doing. So there's a lot of traffic going by now. But because I've been invited to do these two, I've been invited to do a seminar and a workshop at the school's multimedia days in a couple of weeks' time. One is going to be about filmmaking, or the workshop is going to be about filmmaking. Specifically making kind of web presentations for no money but still making them look cool, and the other one, the seminar, is going to be about Twitter, which I'm really, really looking forward to, because especially in the last year or so I've learned so much about Twitter, particularly because I've launched two charity projects using Twitter. It's 100 stories, of course, 100 stories for Haiti and 50 stories for Pakistan. And, I learned an awful lot about Twitter, about how to be on Twitter, how to be a human being on Twitter, and not some kind of, marketing monster, which is what a lot of people feel they need to be. If you want to read a cool book about not being a marketing monster on Twitter... Steve Stratton has written this book, Unmarketing, which I think he's actually unmarketing on Twitter. That's a must read. It really is, because he's spent a lot of years doing marketing the hard way, and of course now that social media has kicked in, he's a very big presence on Twitter. But he's a very big presence because he doesn't market, he doesn't push. He's a human being on Twitter, and that is, to me, what being on Twitter is all about. So that's what I want to talk about in my my seminar about Twitter. I was just checking the time on the booth. It's just gone 4 minutes, so I'm going to wrap up. Going to finish walking the dog, jump the bus to school. My portfolio design is actually coming together quite nicely now. I was struggling a little bit at first, but now it's actually starting to come together, which is good. So I'll probably get the the design polished off by today, and then or maybe tomorrow by the latest, and then I can start doing the techie stuff, the nerdy stuff, the coding. All right, have a great day. See you.